This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Anna Murphy, our producer's so good. We get all the really good interviews.
He is amazing, isn't he?
Amazing.
Starting to be the place to be on Monday afternoon?
We are. And since all of a sudden, I've been seeing a lot of shows with you lately.
Well,
Does that make me a thespian?
No, by no means. It just means you're appreciating a bit more culture for a change.
All right, okay, cool. Joining us now in the Joy Studios, we have two very, very successful actors, Damien Walsh-Howling and Daniela Farinacci.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I knew I was going to get your name right.
You paused at just the right spot.
Thank
and
you.
He took a breath and
Thank
he got
you.
It right. Thank you.
He's been practicing. I'm very impressed.
You guys,
welcome, guys.
Part of a Thank new you. Show on in town, which is called A View from a Bridge. Tell us a little bit about the show.
A View from the Bridge is a fantastic piece of work by Arthur Miller, who's contemporary mastermind who wrote The Crucible and Death of a Salesman, which are probably two of his more popular pieces. Mm-hmm. And can I? It's a masterpiece, is it not, Damien?
Really, it's one of those pieces. It was written in the 50s, and it was during the time of McCarthyism when all the communism, the mire of that was going down. And Miller wrote a number of pieces. Obviously, The Crucible was also set in the thematics of this. The actual plot of this is not so much about that. It's more about immigration. In New York. I play an immigrant from Italy.
Right.
What's your character's name again? Is it?
Marco. And it's interesting for me because my mother was, she came out on the boat from Italy to Melbourne in the 50s. So, and I'm playing a character that comes to New York in the 50s.
You're
on the boat.
Connected.
So, yeah, mum was about six. My character's not six. But
still. Have you been able to reference it with your mum?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
she's coming in. Like, I don't know how many times mum's coming in to see the show. She's loving it. She's bringing everybody.
So it's set in the 1950s.
Yes.
Yeah. And the similarities between the stage production and what's going on in the world, and particularly America at the moment, must be incredible. Like, you're living out the past and in the future sort of
thing. Well, it's happening here too. So it's
happening everywhere. It's a real global thematic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And even though it is, the play is set in, it was written in 55, and our production certainly gives a nod to that time, but only a very slight nod.
So, okay.
So the production itself is done in a classic way, in a sense. We don't have any set. We've got a chair is our only set item.
Wow.
Our costumes lend themselves to the time, but certainly don't restrict us to that time. So audience members, are able to make clear connections to then and now and what's happening here. So there are great resonances, I think.
I love that. So in terms of being stage actors, do you find that a freeing experience? There's no set.
Firstly, it's terrifying.
Is that harder? Damien just rolled his eyes for everyone.
Definitely much more challenging, as Daniela just said, harder.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to hide.
No.
So, but on the other hand, it's more exciting in a way because you are relying on each other and you're relying on the text.
Yeah.
And our director, Ian Sinclair, is a bit of a master with particularly American pieces. They're very close to his heart. And he just has a real way with the language and teaching us about the language in ways that I had never really worked with before. And that feeds into working with the other people on in the cast. So while you're on set, it is funny because there's literally nowhere to hide.
You guys are the safety net for each other.
We are it. And there are some moments we look after each other and that's exciting.
Well,
it creates excitement.
We actually went and saw Muriel's Wedding for the first time the other night. And that is prop happy. They've got so many props in there. So
for
you guys,
total opposite.
You guys to be able to do what you do with like a chair, if someone has a bad night in this thing or an off night, you're kind of screwed, aren't you?
Oh man, it's wild. We look after each other, but we're all crossing in the hallway behind, in our moments off stage, and everyone's like, right, reset, if anybody's reset. Sort of, and look, that's live theatre, the show has to go on. But the thing is, it's not, it does it does, in a sense, it has just the chair, but the lighting design is incredible.
That was my next question.
Really, really incredible.
Relying on the lighting.
Yes, and Nick Pajanti, who did the lighting.
It's stunning.
And
the sound. Absolutely stunning. We having said that, there isn't a set, so to speak, but we are so supported.
The
lighting is absolutely spectacular. It's like we're in a... it's like we're in a painting somehow. We float in mid space.
It's pretty amazing.
Really
we're in the mind of the main character, really. So we appear and disappear and stuff.
Mm, like a dream.
Like a dream. And then the soundscape as well.
So for people that haven't read this play before or seen it, it's going to resonate.
Absolutely.
It's not something that, people...
It's not highbrow. Even though it's considered a classic, it's very, very... what's the word? It's
accessible.
Accessible.
Well, yeah, because I was wondering, because there are some plays that suit, people that are right into the theatre and, that's, mm-hmm. Because... And then you take someone with you and they're like, ooh, totally went over my head. It's not one of those.
No, it's definitely not. It's very grounded in what it is. And, it's about the working class. And Arthur Miller, who wrote it, was married to Marilyn Monroe at the time that he wrote this. And it's also got snatches of sort of elements of what was going on in their relationship, I guess, at the time, apparently. It's sort of, anything that you write is going to be, go to the heart. So it is about relationships and it's about interpersonal relationships and, in a big way. So that's current always. That's never going to be.
And you guys aren't newbies to the whole TV and acting world, are you?
A little while.
It's the major credits to your name.
We've got acting royalty in the
room. It's amazing how many I've done at the age of 18.
I was going to say.
Damien, you've been in things like Underbelly. Which Underbelly series?
I did the first one.
You did the first one.
The first one, yes.
Yeah, which was, in my eyes, probably one of the best ones.
The way to go. Don't do sequels.
Unless there's work there, of course.
Unless you've done sequels of other things.
Also, things like The Secret Life of Us, Blue Healers, Brothers in Arms, and so on. It's the list goes on. And do you find the difference between theatre and TV? Obviously, one's live and one's whatever. Yeah. But what do you?
I think the rigors are different in both, and they're equal. Both crafts are rigorous. But what I love about camera is that you can't escape. There's nothing that the camera doesn't see, and you really just you just need to be breathing and responding. On stage, it's the same basis, like there's that same base, but then you really need to be connecting and
more energy.
More energy and vocal quality and all of those sorts of things. Plus, being on stage in front of, in this production, 500-600 people a night, there is an interplay, and this has been written about, it's a bit cliche to say, but there's an interplay between the audience and us. Even though we can't see them based on the lighting, you can feel an audience in there. So it creates this every night. It's a different experience.
It's wonderful. And it's a full body, full voice experience. Which, it's a screen. It's great to go from stage to screen because really I always think it's exactly the same impulses artistically, but reduced and refined, condensed for screen, whereas in theatre it asks you to actually fill yourself right out, so that you can hit the back row not only vocally but physically, so you can make some beautiful shapes with your bodies and proximity to other actors on stage, especially on our stage, which is quite empty.
Yes.
So all of that becomes really important.
Totally.
The proximity between you and the fellow actor.
If you go in there and
shapes
you're
making,
shrinking
diagonals.
Away from it.
No shrinking.
No shrinking allowed.
It's pretty funny. I was going to say with the lighting, just before you say that, it is pretty funny. The other aspect of the lighting that's pretty funny, particularly our first week, literally when the lights go out on stage and you guys can't see us, we can't see shit either. And I got to tell you, there was a few little oof in the dark and people sort of floating away on things they shouldn't be floating away on. And
I think it's very impressive because it'd be fair to say that not every actor in the world can do both. There's a very different skill sets, acting for film and acting for stage.
They do say it's hard to go from screen acting to stage, but perhaps easier the other way. Although having said that, you can't be too big for the screen, can you? They are two different things, but there is something that holds true for both, and that's if you're looking for the truth in the work, and that comes from internally, and then how that. Yeah, then there's a craft to the screen and a craft to the stage that one needs to learn.
The The show actually sounds fantastic, and I'm sure we're going to grab a couple of tickets for that one. But the opening night was last week?
Yeah, right. It was Thursday. Not this Thursday, just gone the one before.
And the responses so far?
Has been, you know, it's so heartwarming, I've got to say, but I can honestly say it's been incredible. People have been loving it, and the reviews have been incredible.
To be able to back that up night after night after night, because you must have nights where people are really engaged and then some nights where people aren't so much engaged.
Or laughing at different spots, or clapping, or reacting to different spots.
How do you find that?
It's good because we can't see the audience at all, like because it's all side lit. So normally, traditionally, you'd be front lit, so there'd be a spill on the audience. You'd get a sense of shapes and movement, etc. But it's so we can't see you. So what happens is it forces us to, as actors, to go back into the story. We can't. We're not playing out to you, if that makes sense. Yeah. We're just honouring the story and the characters 100%. So really, I've had lots of people tell me that they've been on the edge of their seats for 2 hours and not realised 2 hours. It is a two-hour.
Wow, that's great.
It's an hour 50 straight through. And they I've heard people, complete strangers, coming out of the theatre saying, that went so quick, I didn't realise. So
the toilet break before the show.
Yes, definitely.
These are important questions.
No weeing in your water bottle halfway through.
I could have answered that one for you.
Now, the dates, my phone's about to go dead. I'm reading the dates off here. It's at the Southback Theatre. That's where it's taking place tonight. Yep. It's on until April 18th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a possibility this is going to go national?
It'd be a wonderful thing, but we haven't heard anything. But
But if there's somebody listening who might, you know.
Come on, Brisbane. Come on, New York.
Even though Melbourne are better audiences, the rest of you will get behind this play.
Because it's a short season. It's a short date, isn't it?
It's actually all up. It's 5 weeks. So yep. I guess it's, I think the original was 4 weeks and we've extended already, which is up to the 18th, which is what you're saying. Right. That's our extension week. So, yeah, it's a short season compared to the musicals and things that are going on around here. Yeah. But as an MTC, I think that's a pretty standard.
It's a pretty good run, actually. Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. We really look forward to, hopefully, we'll go maybe next week, Anna Murphy.
We're going to go and see it for sure. And I think everybody else, get on board. A View from the Bridge, Arthur Miller. Thank you so much, Damien and Daniella, for coming and joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Cheers. Great. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.